Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Two have been charged in the death of a 3-year-old boy in foster care. 31-year-old Zaporia Fortenberry of Eagan is charged with 2 counts of second-degree manslaughter, one with knowingly allowing child abuse and the other with child endangerment. Her boyfriend, 27-year-old Charles Homich, has been charged with 3 counts of second-degree murder as well as first-degree manslaughter in connection with the death of 3-year-old Zayden Lawson, a foster child in the care of Fortenberry in June of 2017. On the afternoon of June 7th last year, Eagan police officers and paramedics were dispatched to a town home on report of a 3-year-old boy not breathing. The child was found to be cold to the touch and without a pulse. Lawson was transported to Children's Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Evidence in the criminal complaint suggests that Homich had been beating the child for having to use a diaper and that Fortenberry allowed it to happen. An autopsy revealed multiple blunt force injuries. Fortenberry's bail was set at $100,000 without conditions. Her next court appearance is April 25th. Homich was arrested over the weekend. His bail has been set at $1 million without conditions. His next court appearance is May 9th. Northfield City Council will vote tonight on giving themselves a 2% raise in 2019 and 2020. Staff is recommending approval of the first reading. Currently, council members receive $8,435 a year, and the mayor receives $11,248. They last voted to increase their salary in 2016. At that time, the vote was 4-3. All 4 women on the current council voted yes in 2016. DeLong, also on the council then, voted no. Also on the agenda is a call for a public hearing on the issuance of $25 million in conduit revenue bonds to finance the senior housing project across from the Northfield Hospital. The city is requesting that the city of Red Wing issue the conduit bonds. No actual dollars will exchange hands. Representatives from Kennedy and Graven will be on hand to explain. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and are open to the public. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. Changes in funding is causing panic at some nonprofits. Epic Enterprises and Dundas provide services to adults with disabilities in the Rice County area. Executive Director Linda Hibbard said that recently the federal government has created a 7% cut in funding. Currently, Epic
working with about 125 people, and they have a range of supports. Some need a lot of basic cares for daily living, and then to have meaningful activities as a part of their day. And then a majority of the folks that we support are in employment, and we're supporting them in their jobs.
Hibbard said the cut is significant at $150,000 and was unexpected. She added,
there's a very definite plan that's out there that has been presented by in both the House and the Senate that would correct this 7% decrease.
Senator Rich Dreheim and Representative David Bly have been responsive and are supportive of legislation. Hibbard said the biggest expense is their staff, who are critical to their services and supports, and they're already challenged with wages. She encourages the community to contact your legislators to support in the Senate, file number 2889, and in the House, file 3191. And the Northfield Streets and Parks Department is now accepting applications for community garden plots at Meadows Park. They have 2 plot sizes available at the southernmost end of Erie Drive. They're 20 feet by 10 feet or 10 by 10. There are 20 plots available right now. A water tank is out there for use. There's no charge, but it is first come, first served. For more information, call Wanda Plater at 645-3045. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.